Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti, joins us. Headline today, 21 Chicago cops opt for no pay status rather than tell the city if they've been vaccinated. Karen, what is your legal take on all of this?
Well, the city certainly can make these rules, and the police are certainly obligated to follow them, and they can be terminated for not failing to follow that directive. It's just a shame that we are seeing this because, you know, as I'm a police officer advocate and a person who's represented many police officers, I mean, their job is to serve and protect, and they take that, I think, pretty seriously. But this is going to really cause a problem. We have terrible crime. If people lose their jobs, they're going to lose seniority. They're going to lose benefits for their family, health insurance, and all of that stuff. So I really hate to see this happen. I'm not sure why exactly it's happening, but I don't see how this is going to be resolved with some sort of mediation because everyone's so polarized.
How does the fact that the police are members of a union and they have a collective bargaining agreement factor into all this?
Well, the bargaining agreement says they cannot strike, and that's a specific provision right smack in the middle of the contract. And that's why when the FOP president was saying things like don't get the vaccination or don't check in the portal and don't report your status, he was enjoined by a judge, which is a very, very unusual legal situation because usually people can say what they want and the repercussions will follow. But the specifics of this contract say that you cannot stoke strikes. You cannot encourage people to strike. And if you do that, that's set against the contract. So the contract doesn't really help the police right here. I think that it allows them to try to bargain, but when that bargaining fails, there's really no strike that they can actually, formally initiate.
If police voluntarily lose their job, they're not entitled to unemployment, right? And what about their pension?
They're probably not entitled to unemployment because they did something that was something in violation of a known rule. And when you do that, you do not get unemployment. And they may lose their seniority and they may lose their pension if they're not vested. And the other thing that I'm really advising police officers about is a lot of police officers are divorced or they have a very, very high rate. 60 to 75% of police officers have been divorced. And so that means that many of them have obligations to their families as far as child support and health care obligations. And a court is not going to say, hey, buddy, you voluntarily lost your job. I'm going to stop your obligations to pay child support. No, the judge is going to say you did this on purpose. I'm going to impute income to you and you're going to have to continue to pay your obligations. So being out of work is, as we all know, is not a good thing, especially when you've got court obligations to your family.
And do we get into First Amendment rights with the judge ordering the union president to stop telling the members not to get vaccinated?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, Bob. I'm sure that was argued in court. But generally speaking, injunctions are really not given for people who feel the need to speak. But in this case specifically, the court found that he was trying to get the police officers to strike. And that was in violation of a very particular provision in the contract that specifically says that cannot be done. So to encourage officers to do something that is against their contract can be enjoined.
What about that private school in Miami where they told students who got the vaccine not to come back to school? Is that legal?
That's bizarre. Her position is that the students, because they were vaccinated, might harm other students and teachers who are there because of some idea that vaccinated people are somehow contagious or shedding or whatever the issue is, which is, I think, medically completely ridiculous. I think it probably is legal. It's a private school. The private school can make its private rules as long as it doesn't violate some discrimination of some type. She can do what she wants to do. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't get this stuff. I really don't get the pushback on getting vaccinated, which is less about these crazy, nutty conspiracy theories now that you're getting a chip in your brain or something, and more about I don't want the government telling me what to do.
Well, I think that's it, and I think I see that in the police department, where the police, I feel, have felt that they've been disrespected by maybe the mayor and the city and the people, and they don't want to be, you know, they don't want one more thing that they have to do, and it's an attitude, and I understand where we are on it. But again, if they're out there serving and protecting, I mean, the highest rate of the reason that most police officers die in this country is COVID currently. Right. It's not being shot. It's not being suicide. It's not anything. It's COVID. So, you know, I hope they all go out and get that shot because I want to keep them safe.
Right. And that last fact that you mentioned is the one to think about for sure. Karen Conti on the radio here on WGN Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5. Very interesting stuff. Thanks as always, Karen.
Have a great day, everyone.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.